Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We've got some folks who are sending in nominations, and some were responding to directly. But we have one more gift card from Canopy Market. Hit us up, 402-464-5685. Start a hammy text line. Text away. Let us know that there's somebody that you want to put food on their plate for tomorrow. They come by the station, pick it up, and go shop it.
Or taco meeting your taco.
Apparently that's a thing. I'm not sure. Like, Jay, what would you – somebody invites you to Thanksgiving dinner, right? Say, Jay, come on over. Mm. Grub out. And you get there, there's taco bar. What's your reaction?
I mean, I would adapt and I guess eat, but my stay would be short. I would ask him if that taco meat got some seasoning on it, though.
Does mom season taco meat, Nick? Sure?
She does? You just lying. Look at her. You can't even look at us and tell you she seasoned it. Do you season your meat?
She's not in charge of the actual ground beef, though. She's in charge of the shredded chicken and a couple other things. I know she's making 2 or 3 carrot cakes.
Oh, okay. So. See, there we go.
Seven
that,
and five.
That's my thing. That's carrot cake. And you know what? See, that's what I'm saying. You said she don't do the ground beef, and I know she doesn't. You guys don't season your ground beef because you tried to tell us. So then you went down to 2-10.
Oh, I lost then, 4 games.
You don't season your meat, bro.
You went 2-10.
I could stay.
You could have been 0-12, but you ain't from Detroit. So then I was like, well. Then you said shredded chicken, so you might do a little something there. You probably put a little salsa in there. So then you got up to, 3-9 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when you said 2 or 3 carrot cakes, now you're up at 7-5. I don't know how you do it, man. Just the way you live your life, you need a YouTube channel just because the depths that you go from the things you say and do, and then you just come just out of nowhere, and you're like, I'm here. I'm back in reality. It's magnificent. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, yeah, you have. Nebraska football. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yes, you
sometimes.
Have.
Yeah,
you see them close. You really have. So, Web Blanket said this, and I said, Jay, you said yes to chitlins, Rocky Mountain oysters, and pickled eggs, but no to pie. Wow.
No, that's not what I mean. Pie is not like what I'm hyped for.
Okay.
It is part of the menu that will be engulfed, but. It's not in my first 3 rounds. It's not a day 1 pick for me if we're talking NFL draft.
Okay.
It's a day 2 pick.
But you are eating.
Yeah, I'll have some.
Okay. All right. And you doing all the cooking? Your wife's not doing any cooking tomorrow?
I don't know who's doing the cooking. I'm cooking the chitlins.
I have no doubt about that.
The in-laws, probably.
Okay. And you can be home? You're going
to? Yeah. I got some stuff to take care of tomorrow.
What stuff you got to take care of Thanksgiving?
We got something to do on Friday at 12:30. I got to take care of some stuff to make sure Friday at 12:30 everything's all to the good. But I will be grubbing
but
tomorrow.
I didn't think that you would be in the building Friday at 12:30.
Sometimes they need the request of the Honorable Jay Foreman to get down there. and Mark has signed off on it.
Did they send you carrier pigeon?
Yeah, carrier pigeon. It arrived at the house. So
decoded message.
I gotta get on the chariot and ride down there. But most of the day, it'll be on and popping.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Nick?
Man, are they giving you a Thanksgiving dinner down there?
Yes, of course they are. Of course.
Don't lie to me, Jake.
Of course they are.
I can tell you I'm not. There's no way
in
the world.
He doesn't know.
Of course
they are. Well, no way in the world I'm having a Thanksgiving dinner down there. Their stuff is too, like.
Too good.
It'd be too, like, healthy.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm getting the itis.
Let's go multiple times. Let's go to Honda Lincoln Hotline. Bofus, is it? Bofus, what's up?
What up, DP?
What's happening, brother?
Just driving home. Just called to tell y'all I really, really enjoy the old school show, and just wanted to wish you all a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
Bofus, thank you. We gave out. Some stuff in your honor and in your name. Greatly appreciated, kind sir, that you stepped up and represented well. Appreciate your heart for helping some folks have a decent holiday. So thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
That's this is the best part of this for me, is that people stepped up. Like, you know, Nick from Muchacho stepped up. Charles from Mary Ellen's. Moose always steps up and delivers. Beatrice Bakery, of course. We'll for folks that are coming through today, if you come through today, you get cake. We'll put a smile on your face. You get cake. If you can get here before 6, you get cake. All right.
Nick, what's up with those tacos that you get out there?
Yep.
Does anybody out there drink Hennessy?
No. No, it's mostly beer. They're just having beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
Figured.
See, you telling them. You telling stuff. That's how that's gonna be. Okay,
we're gonna be on that hen dog.
Yeah, I know you are, bro. I got no doubt.
Not down at the stadium though.
I'm not gonna be down there tomorrow.
He won't be down there tomorrow.
So you assuming? Man.
I thought you just said you were.
He'll be there Friday at 12:30.
Oh, he got stuff to do though tomorrow.
He got to get ready for.
There's a turkey football game.
For
that I got to do.
He got to get ready to not coach.
So where do you prepare for Friday? Where will you prepare for Friday tomorrow?
That's not what you're not listening. You're hearing.
I'm asking the question.
What you said? If I'm cooking, the answer is I'm cooking tomorrow. Okay, are we clear on that?
DP,
tomorrow at some point in time,
are,
I gotta take care of something. Then I'll be chilling all day.
Where do you take care of it?
That is definitely not none of your business. And
I'm not asking for details.
I'm not attending the game on Friday either.
This again.
Oh, we'll do pictures. We really will.
I won't be at the game on Friday. Okay. We got a basketball game.
You will be.
Your assistant coach is coaching.
Are you just?
We have a basketball tournament, Omaha OSA tournament, Turkey Trot Challenge or something.
So you're not going to football game?
No, and we're going to have to put all heads to bed. Fouls, clotheslines are a must. Gatorades are on the line.
Nick, do you believe that?
No, not for a second. Okay. Not for a second.
You don't?
No, Jay.
Would you want to put a wager on that? If you're feeling froggy, then jump. Chump.
Part of me wants to.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Tomorrow at 11:30, 3-7 Bears. Detroit, 0-9-1. Who you got?
Man, I'm going with the Bears just because they got a Red Raider. And if Red Raider loses, that's Andy Dalton, if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen. If he loses to Boyle, he should just retire right then. Straight up. Even though Detroit has been playing better, that's a big hole without Goff in there.
But the coach has to be fired.
Detroit's?
If you lose to
Matt Nagy, you mean?
Yeah.
He already gone because they asked him yesterday, are you aware of the conversation that you had that this is your last game coaching? He was like, no.
Yes.
If the reporter is asking you that you are getting fired promptly Friday morning at 9 o'clock, or actually, do you think the Bears would fire him on Thanksgiving or will they do it the next day?
Oh, they'll fire him on Thanksgiving.
And they won't even let his food settle?
If he loses to them, they will fire him on the sideline.
Okay, hold on.
Matter of fact, he'll have the official blow the whistle. throw the flag, and then hand him a pink slip.
But if he wins, do you think he's still there Monday?
Should be. 4 wins. We know coaches that keep their job for 4 wins.
Oh, there you go. See, you're doing too much. you're doing too much. See, this is when you just step way out of bounds.
Jay, that was a layup. That was a layup.
You didn't even have – you jumped way
out of
bounds.
That was a layup.
That was a straight –
too easy.
Travel.
Too easy, drill sergeant. Too easy. See, that's the part. No, Nick. See, this is the part where I was taking heat for something that I didn't even say. Because Nick over there going, it's 3 wins.
I know, I heard him. You got y'all way out of bounds, man.
I didn't.
Y'all way out of bounds, man.
Oh.
Y'all need to get it together.
Are we saying that no coaches got fired for after winning 4 games? Are we saying that?
I don't know, man. What other games we got? I'm picking the Bears.
He said the Bears. Okay, so we'll give him that. 3:30 midday.
You know what time this is. This
5-5 Raiders, 7-3 Cowboys.
Man,
I'm gonna need y'all, Derek Carr. I'm gonna need you, Derek Carr.
I'm going to the Cowboys.
I'm gonna need you, Derek Carr.
I think out of all 3 games, I think this is should be the best game.
Oh, you really?
Like the most competitive one.
Oh, Jay Foreman.
Out of the 3 games?
You are inviting the football gods into your crib.
What are you talking about?
Because the Bills go to New Orleans on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah. Okay, who's starting at quarterback?
Don't care.
For the Saints.
Doesn't matter. Whoever it is going to play out of their skull.
No, you're just hoping for that. You just hate the Cowboys that much. I'm talking about the Raiders have been playing decent this year, pretty good. Obviously not the last 2 weeks. And the Cowboys have exceeded expectations and their offense, even though everybody has COVID
Nick,
magically.
Raiders or Cowboys, who you like?
I'm going with Cowboys. But I will say this. If CD Lamb is out, because Amari Cooper is still on COVID.
Is there a cat? So is this your asterisk?
Well, we're just talking through this. We're just having a simple conversation.
Okay. All right.
If CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper's out,
that
changes everything.
I'm writing this down.
That might be we have to tweet in at 3 o'clock.
You have to send out
because
a,
you got to see
you have to send out a public text tweet though.
Yeah, you have to see who's inactive.
So you'll tweet
because
out.
Did you see their offense, the Cowboys' offense last week?
I did.
Did you see him without CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper?
Garbage.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So are you going to tweet out at 3:29?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But I still don't trust the Raiders.
He might be handling something at that time. We don't know.
No, well, I'm going to be in the middle of plate 2.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
But I think the Cowboys would still win, though.
Okay. The 6-4 Bills. Go to New Orleans.
Bills.
Five cents.
You don't even need to get it through. The Bills are on red alert right now. All right. The big bad boogeyman, New England, has reared his ugly head and is in first place. That loss down in Jacksonville, remember when we talked about that?
Uh-huh. It's a big one.
That loss down in Jacksonville is the safety net that you always would like to keep in your back pocket for a game like when you're playing New Orleans, right? Even though they have Simeon starting at quarterback, they still have a good defense. They still have Sean Payton coaching. So you want to get off the plane, you know, down there playing. I think it's in New Orleans that, okay, you know, we're obviously going to win this game, but we have, you know, this win against Jacksonville in our back pocket. Now New England's been rolling. They kind of found their mojo, right? And Buffalo has to play them twice. And now you got to play the Saints on the road at night. Everybody then ate their Thanksgiving. They just probably eat like gumbo, crawfish, crawdads, and been, you know, they've been doing
they got a full boil going on there.
Right. They deep fried turkeys and Cajun turkeys and all that. I'm still think the Bills are going to pull it out, but Buffalo needs to get it together. They need to go on a run of 2 or 3 weeks of wins, not just one loss. You can't go 50-50 anymore.
So is this still the best team in the AFC?
Yeah, I think they are. They're just everybody goes through lows. Tampa Bay is going through kind of like a little struggle zone.
I wanted to hear him say it.
Buffalo is still the best team.
5:18
It will be the best
PM.
Team.
Clip it.
The Bills.
I just.
Who would be second? Is it the Chiefs?
Until the Chiefs are knocked out because they have so much firepower, I would say the Chiefs. But they aren't like they were in years past. Even though the defense is starting to heat up, the offense isn't as dynamic as it has been.
Well, and for that defense, what is heating up? Is it allowing 24?
It's just not just horrible.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. What is heating
and
up?
And they'll get a turnover or two, and they'll make a play here and play there, get a stop, fall into an interception, leave Sorensen on the bench, But hey, man, look, the Titans. Here's what's crazy. We just talked about Adrian Peterson going to the Titans.
And they cut him.
Just cut him because the other guy had 8 catches last week.
They cut him.
What does that say? You guys passing notes about – you guys doing this?
See, no, I'm sending Nick – there's a texter that's asking for information. So I
people
sure.
out there, man, I'm telling you this, man.
We'll make Nick give
if everybody on these airways – they be trying to bully me up in here,
oh,
man.
We're not.
Especially Nick.
Bro,
I gave
bro.
You the opportunity.
Big Sky.
You picked.
They be trying to bully me, don't they? Yeah, see?
Jay, you came in yesterday, guns ablaze.
I had to protect
me.
Myself. You backed me into a corner. I got, you know what I'm saying?
What? Buffalo playing bad? Yeah. Like we didn't do that. We didn't.
Yeah, you had little Rico piping up.
Yeah, well,
the mighty midget.
Well, you understood.
Where is Rico?
You understood. He's
changing diapers. He's the only person in here ever changed diapers.
Rico's
got diaper changing cornered, got the market cornered.
Yeah, like, it's a big deal. He's got to figure it out, Plus, it was Rachel's birthday.
That's right, yeah.
So he's trying to get out and do his thing. I do want to point that out that, he did bounce early. Like, he got out. So, bless him for it. Friday night.
Friday night.
Husker Hoops.
Yep. They play Saturday, right?
Is it Saturday?
Yeah, they play South Dakota Saturday, right?
So Huskers football Friday, Huskers basketball Saturday. I'll get it right in order. All right, because I want to save football for the next segment so
sure.
we can get into what that is. But South Dakota beat that team that the Huskers played last night by 17.
Right.
They come here on Saturday. Mm-hmm. What do you expect? Where do you put this team right now?
Huskers or who
Huskers.
They're playing?
Huskers. Where do you put
I think they're still – I think they're making headway and moving in the right direction, trying to obviously losing, their leader, in my opinion, Trey McGowan's, it hurts just because he's a great player, a great leader. It's kind of like the glue, right? Mm-hmm. Him and, Derek Walker. And but you lose one of them, it's a lot on Derek Walker's shoulders. But I think that they're finding ways to create offense when their shooting hasn't been up to what their expectations were and have been, right? So it's really, really good to see them do something other than just keep trying to jack up threes and think just by volume we're going to still score the same points. You see them working some inside game with obviously Walker and Andre, I think is really good. Still waiting for Lat to come, to get started. He just seems like he's getting there, but it's not there yet, right? He's just kind of – everything's a step forward. But the other four are just ahead of him just because of, they were healthier for longer during, training camp and preseason. So I think the team's moving in the right direction. Look, when you look just a week ago, everybody wanted to say, man, Verge should never play again because he shoots the ball too much. Well, homeboy had 10 assists. And really, in the beginning of the game, when they weren't really playing well, or when they started out playing well, and then they went through the lull where they couldn't really shoot, he was still dropping dimes. And I think he had 6 assists by halftime, ended up with over 10, and had his points. They still need to, I think the game before they rebounded well, they need to get back to – I think they rebounded at times well last night, but they need a little bit more. They went kind of like a little – and Tennessee was bigger than mm-hmm. I thought they would be. Because 23 was
grown up,
grown man. I don't know where it was. If he was a freshman, we got to check his birth certificate. But he's 12, right? He's the one that's playing, you know, sixth grade AAU, and you know he's in the ninth grade. But
he really drove.
So I like the way what you see is when you find, like, take Verge, right? You see a guy that's, you know, taking his fair share of criticism, some right, some wrong, some too much when it's personal. And to see him try to adjust his game along with still being a scoring threat. And then you see some other guys, you know, step into different roles. You got Edwards, who's a, you know, primary, like, wing defender. And you saw it early in the game, his length and his quickness for being that tall and long. You know, really gave them some problems, got everybody else going. See D-Walk be really, really effective on pick and rolls and finish around the hoop and rebounding. So I like where they're going. Now, look, you'd like to see a little bit more defense ability to lock people down and not have so many threes. A team shooting, I think, 50% for threes in the first half, right? Can, mm-hmm. You know, can we adjust and do something to get these guys uncomfortable, get them off their spots? Whether it's like a 1-3-1 zone, maybe a 3-2 zone, something to trap in defense to get them just uncomfortable, right? So, or, you know, obviously the defensive rotations or the switching isn't there, and we're not hedging. If they do like the hedge, we're not hedging enough or scrambling enough to get to the shooters. So I like where the team is going. I think they just need to keep refining what they're trying to get better at, and they have gotten better at things defensively and rebounding from, you know, over a week ago. So I like where they're going. I still think they're trying to figure out, you know, it was already going to be hard when Trey was in the lineup, right, as far as, like, where, what guys fit roles, where they make sure they're, you know, checking their ego at the door. Then he gets hurt. Then you got to kind of reshuffle that, and they're trying to do it, and you see some headway there. So I like the combinations that they're going with. I like the fact that, in my opinion, Eduardo Andre has really stepped up. I think he brings energy and can, you know, get rebounds and kind of just be effective without scoring. You know, he's long. There's one play where he was so long and he has good, strong hands that he went for the rebound. Now, it slipped. I think they had gravy or turkey juice on their hands. The ball was, they were not catching the ball to shoot clean. The passes that were being passed were good. They weren't catching them, and the rebounds weren't clean. But there was a rebound, in particular, down by their bench. It went through his hands. He still chased it. His hands were so big and strong, it tipped it, went off the guy's, like, shin. And end up another possession for Nebraska, and I think they might have scored because they ran kind of like a tried to go pick and roll, get a three, then another pick, and got downhill. Then they had a good shot. So I like where they're going. Then, you know, obviously withstanding, but now South Dakota is going to be a well-coached team. You know, it's going to have a little bit more of an inside-out game. They're going to obviously be more physical or as physical as Tennessee State. I'm not really sure if they shoot the ball or will shoot the ball as hot as Tennessee State did, because they were, like I said, they were 50% of, you know, 10 of 20 on threes. That's 30 points and a half off of threes. That's spectacular.
That's why they were ahead at that time.
Yeah, that's why they were ahead. So I don't, there's not a lot of teams that can shoot that well, so they were all hot. They had multiple guys that could hit. So I still think Nebraska will win and play well. Now, I will say this, though, when you have a young team by grade, meaning how many years they've been in Power 5 college, and then you have an inexperienced team by individual experience and collective inexperience.
Right.
How you play generally starts how you – is generally a replica of how you came to the stadium, the mindset, and how you warmed up. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
And so – and this is, you know, one year you could have – well, here's a total – here's an example, but a different sport. Last night in the state championship game, right, obviously I watched the basketball game but didn't see it. Gretna is an older team, right, been through it, can get to a place mentally quicker, right? And so they were extremely physical to the point that where they took the heart at times of Westside, of guys that were probably better athletes, but they were just – an experience of dealing with that. You know, it's 2 years, right? So then conversely, right, you look at Tennessee State, they had shooters, guys that were there to kind of they were calling their girls back home, hey, look, baby, we're on Big Ten, I'm about to get off. And they've been in this situation before, one, because they've been on the road in South Dakota, and this is how they kind of keep their program afloat. But they're a little bit more mature team, right? So when you saw them warming up, they were kind of, they still were bopping a little bit, mm-hmm. but the bop was going on as I was going in the layup line and yep. I was getting ready to play versus Nebraska. I thought like, okay, we're just going to roll the ball out and we're going to blow these dudes out because
we saw
South Dakota just had beat them by 17.
We saw it.
Right.
We saw it in their actions and others. So that's true. Yeah. We'll throw it to break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Iowa. You know, it's a Black Friday game. And you've heard all the conversations. But I wanted to ask Jay some questions and get his feel.
Uh-oh.
For keys, things to look for as we watch Nebraska and Iowa. We'll be right back on Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.